Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
And we are talking about dealing with problems at work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday we learned about Dan and Lacey's problems with the fabric mill. They were trying to get custom-ordered curtains made, and the fabric mill was flooded.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, they couldn't get everything that they wanted.
Right.
The curtains and the linens for their new business. They couldn't get them on time, so they were talking about their options. Can they go to another company? Well, that didn't work out because the company they're waiting on, it made everything right just perfectly for them.
Right.
And, of course, they'll lose some money. And then they kind of found out that it'll take at least 2 weeks for this fabric mill to fix itself up after the flood and get them the stuff they want. But there's not much they can do except just be patient and wait for their products to arrive.
Right, and luckily it's not going to be a huge delay in the end because all of their summer signage or their hotel signage says that the hotel will open in summer 2018. So if they need to push back that date, it's not a huge problem.
That was a good plan.
Yeah, all right. Well, this problem was fixed pretty easily, I'd say.
Yeah.
Problems aren't always that easy to fix, but if you are good at your job and you are working with other great people, you will always find a way to fix it. Let's get started on today's article, though.
Reading. A business apology email. Dear Mrs. Smith, I regret to inform you that your order for bed linens and curtains will not arrive on schedule. The reason for this is the mill that supplies our fabrics flooded during the typhoon over the weekend. All of the material it had in stock was ruined, and its workers now have to clean up the mill. This includes repairing some of the looms it uses to make the fabrics. As a result, it will take an additional 2 weeks for them to send us the fabrics. Since you custom ordered these fabrics, the mill has agreed to prioritize your order and finish it first. As soon as we receive it, my factory will also give your order priority. After all, you're a valuable customer for us. We'll try to get all the linens and curtains done as soon as possible. I'll email you when we start sewing work, and again when the items are finished and we've done quality control on them. I apologize again for this situation, and I hope you will continue to use our services in the future. Sincerely, Ron Jones, Jones Sewing Factory.
All right, so for today, we're not going to be reading a dialogue. We're going to be reading a letter.
Ooh,
but it's okay, because we got permission from the person to read their letter. It's not polite to read people's letters, but in this case, just for you guys, we'll do it. All right, so let's get to the letter, see what it's all about. It begins, as any business letter should, with a polite greeting.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Dear Mrs. Smith, and then goes on to say, I regret to inform you that your order for bed linens and curtains will not arrive on schedule. Ah, so this could be the letter that our character Lacey yesterday got from the fabric mill, the factory that she was waiting for her stuff from. This is basically telling her or informing her that there's a problem and she's going to have to wait. Now, to inform, this verb basically means, like to tell someone something, to notify someone, to give them important information that they should know. For example, the teacher informed the class that there would be a quiz tomorrow. You can inform people in all sorts of ways by talking to them, writing to them, calling them on the phone, yelling at them across the street. Whatever, as long as you're passing on important information they should know, you are informing them. Or you can inform yourself by, you know, reading the news.
Yeah, that's true.
Something like that.
Okay, well, we do know that this is a business letter.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we should say, when you're writing a business apology letter, the best way to start is to say, We regret to inform you. Oh. It's a more formal way of saying, I'm sorry to tell you. And as you do with business letters, you always should be polite and kind of just not just talk normally like you would to your friends. Mm-hmm. You want to show that you know how to do business and that mm-hmm. you respect the person on the other side.
That's right. As mm-hmm. you say, it's a more formal way of right. writing. It's good to know, but of course it's only really used in business right. and other official situations. Anyways, mm-hmm. back to the letter. It also mentioned that the products wouldn't be arriving on schedule. Mm-hmm. When we say on schedule, again, in a business or sort of institutional sense, we're talking about on time.
Right.
If something is on schedule, it's on time. You mm-hmm. might, of course, use this in a letter or read it in a letter. We might also find it maybe in an airport or train mm-hmm. station, right? It might say, all trains on schedule. That means all trains are coming at the time you expect them to. No right. delays, no problems. Everything is on time, on schedule. It's following the timetable perfectly.
Okay, well, continuing on in the letter, they say, the reason for this is the mill that supplies our fabrics flooded during the typhoon over the weekend. Ah. So, first thing you do after your apology is you offer the reason why mm-hmm. something has gone wrong.
That's right.
And everyone has experienced the typhoon, so probably everyone is experiencing delays of this type.
That's a good point. It's probably mm-hmm. not a huge surprise right. to Lacey mm-hmm. because the typhoon obviously did lots of other damage, not just to this factory. So, of course, they had problems with water. They had problems with the flood mm-hmm. because of the typhoon. And so what did that lead to? Well, we get a further part of the explanation when the writer says, all of the material it had in stock was ruined and its workers now have to clean up the mill. Mm. So, of course, when water invades your home or your business, things will get ruined, they'll get damaged, they'll get broken, they'll need to be replaced. So all of the fabric they had there, well, now it's brown from like dirty flood water. Mm. It's no good. They have to throw it away. The workers have to clean up the mill. And then I guess, of course, they'll have to make a whole bunch of more stuff because mm-hmm. everything they have in stock was ruined. If something is in stock, we're talking about a store or a factory, they have that there. In the building, it's physically there. It's not mm-hmm. coming next week. They're not planning to make some more tomorrow. It means it's there ready to go, all right? So if you go to a store and you're trying to buy something really popular, you will hope that they have it in stock.
Yes.
You might be disappointed, in which case they say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have it in stock, but we're expecting more tomorrow. You have to come back or get them to deliver it. But if it's in stock, it's there on the premises, in the building, you can get it. For example, we wanted to buy some red onions, but the supermarket had none in stock.
Red onions. Oh, I guess you'll have to use white onions instead.
No, but they're not quite the same.
The writer of the letter goes on further to say, this includes repairing some of the looms it uses to make the fabrics. Okay, so what the writer is doing here is explaining more of the reasons why there will be a delay. And they say they will have to repair something. Repair is a verb, and when you repair, you fix something because it is broken, damaged, or not working properly. As an example, we could say, the little boy watched his dad as he used some strong glue to repair his toy train. Okay, so what are they repairing?
Well, of course, they have to repair lots of things, mm-hmm. but if we're talking about a fabric mill, the looms will be extremely important. What is a loom? It's basically a large frame. It's a machine mm-hmm. that's used for weaving. And through a very complicated process, they put in
yes.
kind of strings or fabric this way mm-hmm. and then pass other stuff back this way, and you get a nice weave.
I've always tried to understand how it works, like, and I've never been able to.
Basically, it's mm-hmm. the way you take a single piece of thread or many pieces of thread and turn it into a piece of cloth
right.
like this. Now, these are very big, complicated machines, mm-hmm. expensive to repair, and a lot of them are powered these days, but mm-hmm. they used to be powered by humans,
yep.
but now they have machines. For example, we could say some of the looms in this rug factory are over 70 years old.
Ooh,
some old looms.
They are. Sure. All right, so now we're getting past the explanation, mm-hmm. and we're kind of moving on to what's going to happen
the
here.
The fixing part.
Yes, so the writer says, as a result, it will take an additional 2 weeks for them to send us the fabrics. Now, we already know that,
yeah.
but this is the breaking of the bad news,
yes,
I guess.
That's
yes.
right. So exactly how person, bad it's going to be.
Right. The person who needs the fabrics is finding this out. We started that sentence with a phrase, as a result. Now, this phrase is another way of saying therefore. So, the broken looms caused a delay in production, where we could say, the looms have been damaged, therefore your order has been delayed. We could use it in another way like this. There's a big typhoon right now. As a result, all flights into Taipei are canceled.
Ah, so mm-hmm. as a result, you'll be spending more time mm-hmm. at the airport.
Yes.
All right, and we also had the adjective additional. Mm-hmm. It basically just means extra, mm. more than you might have wanted or expected or originally needed. You want additional. For example, it's always good to have a bit of additional money with you when you go on holiday.
True.
A little bit of extra money just mm-hmm. in case you, you know, have a problem or find something great that you want to buy that's a little expensive. Have some extra money or additional money on hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we've broken the bad news.
Yes.
Let's get to the good news again. As
okay.
soon as you break bad news in an apology letter, especially mm-hmm. for business, you want to say something good right after.
Okay.
Okay, so what they say is, since you custom ordered these fabrics, the mill has agreed to prioritize your order and finish it first. So that's
okay.
some good business work in there. Lacey and Dan have been saying, you know, we paid money for this mm-hmm. already. We expected this. Like, mm-hmm. we're sorry you had a problem, but you need to put us first.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, while they're waiting, it might only seem like 2 weeks, but they're probably paying people to
right?
not work.
Exactly.
And all of their other schedule now mm-hmm. has to be delayed as well. So mm-hmm. this could be a, you know, not a small, but certainly, you know, a medium-sized problem for
right.
them. Anyways, back to the letter, and the letter writer continues, as soon as we receive it, my factory will give your order priority. After all, you're a valuable customer to us. So again, mm-hmm. this is a little bit of the honey after a little bit of the vinegar of the
right.
bad news. This is the good news. They're mm-hmm. basically saying, we're important. We recognize that. We want to keep having a good relationship with you. So we'll give your order priority mm-hmm. because, you know, we value you as a customer and also your money. Yes, and we also saw the phrase, as soon as. We'll start working on your order as soon as the material arrives. We use this phrase as soon as basically to say right when something happens. Okay, usually it's verb, as soon as subject verb. For example, I'll go out as soon as it stops raining. You could say something like that right when it happens, not a few minutes later, not an hour later. There won't be any delay. When something happens, something else will happen. For example, call me as soon as you hear from the doctor. Don't wait 5 minutes. Don't wait a day. Call me right the minute you hang up.
Okay, so as soon as they get the material, they're mm-hmm. going to make this material a priority.
That's right.
Now, we already learned about the verb prioritize, mm-hmm. which means you put things in the order of most important first. The top thing on that list mm-hmm. that you make is your priority. Your mm-hmm. priority is the thing that is most important and needs attention before everything else. Okay, so when you prioritize, you always put your priority first. For example, we could say, Ross has a lot of assignments to work on, but his priority is Friday's presentation for the senior managers. So he has a lot of things to do, but one of them is more important, so he's working on that first.
That's right. And mm-hmm. we also have this interesting phrase, after all. Mm-hmm. It can be used in several different ways, but here we're kind of saying, you know, there's a lot of evidence here. There's a lot of the A part that might make you think that I'm not going to do it, but the B part is something you have to understand, you have to realize. Mm-hmm. For example, I could say, I had to fly to Argentina for Zach's wedding. After all, he is my cousin, right? Mm. It's a long way to go. It's a lot of money to get there. I'll have to come back a few days later. Why am I traveling so far? He's my cousin. That's
it.
Why I'm doing it. I'm mm-hmm. explaining something that's hard to explain by giving you an important fact.
Right. Okay, so here's what they are going to do to fix this problem. We'll try to get all the linens and curtains done as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, now there's that as soon as again. Mm-hmm. This time we're saying as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Now when you do something as soon as possible, you try to do or finish that thing as quickly as you can. Now it might not always be right away, which is mm-hmm. why we're adding possible. You're going to do it. You're going to do it first, but it might take a little bit longer than immediately. Mm. Now, we often use this phrase when we know something needs to be done quickly, but there might be problems that cause it to slow down. Mm. Here's an example. Can you pay back that money I lent you last weekend? I need it as soon as possible because I have to pay my phone bill. Maybe you have to pay your phone bill in 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. You kind of need that money.
That's right. Another mm-hmm. way of saying it would be as soon as subject can. As mm-hmm. soon as I can, as soon as you can.
Right.
As soon as possible. And mm-hmm. then the writer continues and says, I'll email you when we start sewing work and again when the items are finished and we've done quality control on them. These are the updates that right. we were talking about mm-hmm. before. So when the factory's clean, I'll let you know. And then when it's done, I'll let you know. And of course, they want to do quality control mm-hmm. before they send them off. Good businesses will do quality control. Basically, you're checking things when they're finished just to make sure that they're finished right. There are no little mistakes. You right. didn't miss anything. You're just looking at it. Yep, looks good. Send it to the customer.
Right. So now they've done a really good thing in this letter. Mm-hmm. They've emphasized how much they will communicate with the good. Person on the other end,
true, yeah.
Mrs. Smith. Now, one good thing about business, you should be communicating as much as possible. Mm. Here, again, the writer says, I apologize again for this situation, and I hope you will continue to use our services in the future. A good way to end a business apology letter is to apologize. When you apologize, you tell someone that you are sorry for something. Sometimes it's for something you've done wrong, and sometimes it's for things that have happened outside of your control, like here, but have caused problems like this delay. Here's another example. Jill apologized when she disturbed the teacher's lesson by getting to class late. Now, we should mention that mm-hmm. we did apologize twice in
yep.
this letter already.
They did.
The first was, I regret to inform you.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way of saying, I'm sorry to tell you. So mm-hmm. that's your first apology. And your second apology actually used the word apologize, mm. which is very good. It means that you respect the person that you're talking to.
That's right. And mm-hmm. one was placed right at the beginning and mm-hmm. one was placed at the end.
Exactly.
That's a good way of sort of framing mm-hmm. or bookending all of the other information you're putting out there
right.
to try to fix the problem. So now we've done that. Mm-hmm. Now the letter's over. It's covered all the important facts and all the important information. They mm-hmm. can close the letter and that's what they do. Sincerely, Ron Jones, Jones Sewing Factory.
Mm-hmm.
So Ron Jones is the worker from the factory that had the problem. Sometimes people might put Ron Jones, general manager. They mm-hmm. might put their job title and then the company name of the company they work for. And sincerely, that's an adverb and it's a very common way of sort of signing off or beginning the end of the letter.
Right.
Truly yours or heartfelt or lots
of different
ways.
It depends on the letter that you're writing.
Absolutely. If it's mm-hmm. a personal letter, you might close with love.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, sincerely is a very good, very standard business ending.
Yes.
Basically, you're saying, honestly or truly, I mean this. I'm not lying. All of the words that I said here, I really do mean.
Mm-hmm.
I really do mean everything that I wrote in the letter. For example, I believed him because he was speaking very sincerely.
Mm.
He was speaking very truthfully from the heart. I didn't think it was a lie or he was joking around. I thought he really meant the words that he said.
Okay, well, we've kind of shown you here how to write a business letter,
mm-hmm.
how to deal with a problem. We've talked about the problem and saying sorry,
yep.
how are we going to fix it, explaining
yep.
it,
yep.
and apologizing and closing your letter.
Yep.
And because we've done all that, we're now out of time.
Aww.
So we're going to finish up with today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For mm-hmm. You Chat question today. How do you usually apologize to someone? Please explain.
Well, I mean, I explain. Yeah, I never make mistakes.
Except with eggs.
That's true. I had to apologize to my egg. Of course, I make mistakes all the time. We're human. Humans make mistakes. Mm-hmm. How do you apologize? Well, first, you say a word like sorry.
Yeah, don't forget that.
That's a good way to apologize, to begin your apology. And then I would say, I would say what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I would maybe say how I understand how the other person feels.
Yes.
And then I would, sort of talk about my steps to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would hope that they're nice and will forgive
you.
Me.
Yeah. Those are all really important steps in an apology. Kind of without those things that you mentioned, it's not really an apology.
Yeah, and don't give a lot of excuses either. Even if there are some good excuses, try not to talk about them too much, at least right at the beginning.
The important thing is to focus on how the other person feels.
The apology is not about you. It's about making them feel better and making them not hate you forever.
Right. Personally, I usually write my apologies in a letter.
Do you?
I do, because I get really red in the face, and I have a hard time saying the words I want to say. And so what Erin does when she needs to apologize, she writes it down first.
Okay.
And then
you don't text it, do you?
No. Well, I mean, it depends who I'm talking
to. Okay.
Yeah. But when you're apologizing, sometimes you can feel really badly, and you really want the person to not hate you.
For sure.
And so this can cause you to forget what you want to say or something like that. So even if you don't just write them a letter and send it, you can write it down first and then talk about it.
That's a good way of doing it. It's always nice to apologize face-to-face if you can.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the best thing to do is recognize that you have to apologize. Do it the way you need to do it. Don't be shy about it, because that's just going to make the problem worse.
Right.
Face up to your responsibilities.
All right. Well, you guys can answer this question too. Like we said, we're all humans. We all make mistakes. We all apologize. So you guys can talk about this for a while with your classmates or your friends. But we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Sorry.
A business apology email. Dear Mrs. Smith, I regret to inform you that your order for bed linens and curtains will not arrive on schedule. The reason for this is the mill that supplies our fabrics flooded during the typhoon over the weekend. All of the material it had in stock was ruined, and its workers now have to clean up the mill. This includes repairing some of the looms it uses to make the fabrics. As a result, it will take an additional 2 weeks for them to send us the fabrics. Since you custom ordered these fabrics, the mill has agreed to prioritize your order and finish it first. As soon as we receive it, my factory will also give your order priority. After all, you're a valuable customer for us. We'll try to get all the linens and curtains done as soon as possible. I'll email you when we start sewing work, and again when the items are finished and we've done quality control on them. I apologize again for this situation, and I hope you will continue to use our services in the future. Sincerely, Ron Jones, Jones Sewing Factory.
Vocabulary Review.
Inform. We regret to inform you that the mail service has lost the item you ordered, but we will send you a new item right away. Repair. This truck can't make any deliveries until we repair its engine. Additional. If you buy 3 bottles of shampoo today, we'll give you an additional one for free. Priority. Larger orders get priority at the factory because those customers have paid more. Apologize. I apologize for the lack of hot water in your room. We'll put you in a different room right away. Sincerely. We are sincerely happy to do business with you and hope to continue working together in the future.